Jope and the Bulldog.
Uh-oh, guess what day it is? Guess what day it is? Huh? Anybody?
Monday, Tuesday, hump day is halfway.
It's Mike Jope.
Mike. What day is it, Mike?
And the Bulldog.
Hey, guess what day it is? Oh, come on, I know you can hear me.
It's Mike Jope and the Bulldog.
Guess what today is?
It's hump day.
Woo-hoo!
On WGR.
Hump day!
Sports Radio 550.
Yes, week one. Tomorrow night, the season opener. Yesterday or Monday, well, we weren't here on Monday, so it was definitely yesterday. Apologies for the early confusion.
That seems like it's got to be right.
Yesterday, you mentioned how you were just sort of looking up the week one schedule. Like you were maybe, you might admit to being behind on it.
Well,
I'm not sure you were behind.
What I said was, as we started the show, I think it was the first segment even, I didn't have the schedule open yet, the week one. It's something that I will do each week when I come in on Mondays after Sunday. I will set my browser up so that I've got the Bills stats, I've got their schedule, I've got the standings, and
all different pages?
Yeah.
Different tabs?
Yeah, and the schedule, just so I can quickly get to any one of them I want while we're talking here.
I guess that's fine.
And so thank you for your blessing. but I didn't have the schedule open as we started the show, and I thought, like, oh, I'm behind. I gotta get that open. And that was really the first time I had looked at it since the schedule got announced, I think, probably. Like, I hadn't had any fantasy drafts prior to last night. So
how did that go, by the way?
I wasn't thinking. I hated every second of it. I wasn't thinking about, like, the week one. I didn't have it, you know. I didn't have any of it committed to memory. I really didn't know, I mean, who the Bills were playing. I know the big standalone games.
So you're not in the Eliminator contest?
I don't, I guess not, no.
That's a good one. We're like, the field gets cut down like pretty significantly every week. So you really do want to have like a week one centric team.
Yeah.
But, you know, if you don't participate in the Eliminator, then what do you need to know who the Falcons are playing in week one, right?
I just got in Joe Ostrowski's email about his survivor pool while I was away. Didn't do anything with that. That did not prompt me to go look at the schedule. I just said, okay, I'm going to leave that over there for now. I will do that before Thursday. I'm running out of time, by the way. Today was another day where I easily could have spent the 30 seconds it would take to like throw whatever it is, $50 his way to be in the pool, but I haven't still haven't done it yet. So hopefully by kickoff tomorrow, I'm ready.
We still have tomorrow's show to get through, and then you can do it. However, you know more than you knew yesterday because you told me about some FanDuel promotion where you can win extra on week one. And I'm thinking that now maybe you have dug in to those matchups and picked a best bet for week one.
Well,
no or no?
Well,
I did.
I picked four best bets, is what I did. Because I love that parlay action. So I took four. The promotion is, I guess, today, I think I did an ad for this. I should maybe know it better than I do. I should look at my copy here. But today, I think it expires at midnight tonight. There's a 100% profit boost on Moneyline NFL bets. Mm. Then there's another one tomorrow. Same thing. Like I claimed them both. It was at the top of your screen. They have all the offers there. Like claim. Just I'll claim everything and just decide whether I want to use it or not. I mean, if you know, who knows? I may want to bet on soccer.
Might as well claim it.
So yeah, just have it there in the holster. And yeah, that's when I realized, oh, there's the same offer, you know, tomorrow as today. So I put one in for today. And so, no, I did not review the whole schedule.
Okay.
I just looked at, I went far enough until I got four games that I felt like, okay, I'm all right with this on the money line. Let's parlay that and we'll see what happens. So that's what I did. And, but you know, 100% profit boost is a tasty little morsel there.
It's not as good as it sounds. I'll say it. Feel free to not comment. But it's not as good. 100% feels like double. But I found a game where my team was like minus 145 and it went to like plus 137. So somehow that's 100%. And it was a $10 limit. You're a bigger spender than I am, so you have higher limits.
I guess, yeah.
Or maybe I've just won too much.
Those offers for me were 25 max bet.
So they're limiting me because they're afraid of me, and I picked a team at minus 143, which is like, oh, this is a little bit gross, but it's not like betting the Eagles to win or some, you know, cheapo. So I do, and then it gets pumped to plus 137. And then as soon as I did it, and I'm sure I can cash out and like lose 10% or something, and that won't feel great, but I'm not going to do that. Then I remembered that 6 weeks ago, whenever it was, this might have been even longer ago, that where the odds were out for the week one games, I did a three-teamer with the other team in that game included. So already, it's not even it's not even here yet, and I'm on both sides of a game.
Yeah.
But my attitude about this game changed dramatically today.
Why is that?
Because two things. One, fantasy lineups, and we have a decision between two quarterbacks, and I thought about the choice for the first time, like, oh, wait a minute. This might not be the best spot for this guy that I've been drafting all summer. And the other is they lost a lineman today. The Jets.
The Jets, yeah.
So I'm totally on Pittsburgh now. I was on the Jets, Rodgers. Now I'm like, you're telling me, you're giving me Mike Tomlin and the Steelers with 4 months to hone in on the Jets, whose quarterback was on the Steelers last year and is like really one-dimensional.
Right.
They're not going to win that game, Pittsburgh. Like, they're really not going to win that game.
I don't know why you would.
Why was I on the Jets in the first
game? Yeah, right. I mean, it's football. You're probably intoxicated by all of your ownership of Fields in the fantasy space that can have that effect. I think you're talking this all through and you're admitting that maybe that's what happened because I can't see. I mean, it's the NFL. Of course, I can see anything happening. But everything you just said times 100 to me. Yeah. I mean, I just think there's no way the Steelers lose that game.
Except for being bad, they probably win, the Steelers. Except for being a bad team, they probably win. Like, a good or great defense, like a loaded defense Justin Fields.
They're bad. They're mid. They're what they've always been.
Who do you want to have win that game? Are we there yet for these games? Like, who's a better result for you? Betting, fantasy, notwithstanding.
Oh, the Jets would be a better result.
The Jets winning?
I think it's way less likely that they win 9 or 10 games and are any kind of a problem, whereas the Steelers could, you know, the Steelers, to me, their range of outcomes is, to me, anywhere from 7 to 11 wins.
Wow. Okay.
I just think there's such a difference. I still think Rodgers is ultimately going to be limited just how effective he can be. But I think him on the Steelers is a very different thing than him on the Jets. I mean, I don't know what's going on there day to day, right? And I don't feel like I'm getting warning flares from Filippone or anything in Pittsburgh about how it's going there. I'd be surprised if the Steelers sort of handed over the kingdom to Rodgers the way the Jets did. Right, there's been no Alan Lazard. There's been no Nate Hackett.
Right.
There's been, you know, you're coming here. You're joining our team. We are not joining you. Is how it feels to me.
Oof.
And I think that could be exactly what someone like Rodgers needs. Just sort of just step back a little and just go play. So I'm not telling you I think he's going to go to the Pro Bowl or anything, but I just think it's a different thing. I think him on the Jets was always a joke to me. And him on the Steelers isn't a joke.
I like it. He had structure in his life. He got fat off of it. You know, his ego went out of control. Then, you know what? Green Bay, I don't need you. I can do whatever I want. I found a partner, a new partner, a new girlfriend who will let me do whatever I want.
Mm-hmm.
I'm going to walk all over them. And then eventually they're going to be done with me, and I'm going to sort of want that. And now I'm going to go back to the structure that I'm used to, that I've been missing. The Jets were his year in France after high school or college where he just decided. Did you maybe even say that once? Like he took a year off. It was a two actually, but he didn't play for one. And just went to Europe and, you know, got went to the hostels, got on trains, went to all the countries.
Right, drank a lot of tea. Right,
that was the Jets. And now he's home and he's like, all right, I'm ready to sort of, you know, get go to bed on time. And
I don't really know. I haven't really thought of this Pittsburgh Rodgers point that I just made prior to just this second. So I don't even know. It could be pretty flimsy. But it does strike me that there's been a lot less. Maybe it's just New York versus Pittsburgh. I mean,
maybe.
But that maybe is all you need to not be consumed by the specter of that guy being on your team. It just seems like he's the quarterback of the Steelers, whereas in New York, he was Aaron Rodgers, more than the quarterback of the Jets.
I like it. I like all of this.
So, I don't know. I'm not rooting for him, I do think he could be better than he was in New York. I just think the team around him will make a difference.
The fantasy decision, by the way, was Fields versus Jordan Love against Detroit. And I'll just say this. The thing about Fields that you have to be careful with, like, so you want to invest in him because of the running. He ran for 1,000 yards 2 or 3 years ago. Like, he's very capable. And that's baked in. Like, that happens even when you don't like his matchup or you don't think he can throw the ball. Like, whatever it is you think about Fields negatively, the reason you draft him in round 9 or 10 is because that's there.
He's going to get your points, even though he's not going to play winning football, probably, for the team he's quarterbacking.
Okay. And so you don't want to forget that now.
Right.
Because maybe he pops a couple of runs against the Steelers, and he does for you what you drafted him to do, but your bias against him as an overall player, now that we're into like the real games part on the calendar, not just the fake games and the fantasy stuff, now it's to the point where, all right, so you did all this drafting of Justin Fields. Now can you like see him throwing for 200 yards and 2 touchdowns against Pittsburgh and running for maybe, but that was harder for me today.
Yes.
And then you walked in with your fancy Futures Day FanDuel promotion. Like, all right, let's go. I'm on the Steelers now.
You're so boring. You just bet one game. I mean, anybody can win one game.
I don't have that much money.
I'm going to bet four. I'm going to bet 4 underdogs and get 100% profit boost and see what happens.
That's what you should do.
That's what I did do. And I'll do that again tomorrow. Probably not like you. I think I'll avoid the. I'll get 4 different games. I think, or 3, whatever. We'll see how tomorrow goes.
I don't have any money in there, so I was limited by myself.
Yeah, I got you.
Sam Panayotovich on Friday. Joe Ostrowski tomorrow. Will spend more time on the lines. How do you feel about our game?
I think it's possible to be pretty pessimistic is a little strong. I think this is a very challenging week one. I'm really worried about the Bills secondary. And so I'm sort of bracing. I don't feel great about Sunday night. I'm sitting here right now. But that I think sort of always starts to, I'm still very optimistic about the season. I don't know why you wouldn't be. Because even if they're status quo from last year on the back end, they'll still, I think, get by. But I think this could be a very tough matchup because of that, especially if Benford is at all hampered and White isn't. There's a lot to worry about back there. So as it creeps closer, the anxiety starts to gnaw you. You're not as used to the ebbs and flows of the season yet, right? It's week one, and I find myself feeling more nervous about the game than I thought I would be, but it doesn't mean I'm nervous about the season. I'm mostly nervous for us all to freak out if it goes badly Sunday, you know, which we've got plenty of practice with that. So it's not like that's a form, but I'd like to avoid that. Like, you know, I'd like them to win the game so that it doesn't seem like, you know, people are going to be screaming for McDermott to be fired after week one or something, which you
could actually, I mean, think about this. Could that happen?
Yes.
If this game goes Baltimore's way but is close, like the playoff game was, how is it going to sound again? Like, we're on fire?
I don't think that's not the scenario I'm predicting fire, but if
what would it take?
Last year's game in Baltimore?
Okay. I can't imagine that happening, but it did happen last year on the road. I could easily imagine the Ravens winning sort of a continuation of the playoff game, only they don't fumble over and over, you know, like that, and drop, you know, game-tying passes. Like, we'll talk to Jeremy Kahn later about this. Their reputation at this point, it's so similar to the Bills, of course. Like, they've had almost the same existence, only the Ravens' losses have been different than the Bills' losses. And the game here is an example of that. I mean, the Bills, Josh Allen has not screwed up playoff games. And as great as Lamar Jackson is, he kind of has a couple times.
The two against the Bills, I mean, there's a pick six that was the biggest play of the first one in 20. And then last year, he has one of the fumbles.
Yeah, that was a really tough one for him. But, you know, what Sal mentioned, the bad snap yesterday, still, like, the ball just stayed on the ground. I even kind of, like, as a total Lamar guy, like, I even thought on the Andrews play, like, there's sort of like a double take there that might have thrown the timing off. Like, he didn't trust it right away. And okay, but it's a drop.
It's like the play where the pitcher feels the ball between the mound and first base, and then does the underhand toss, and it goes awry because it's so easy. And the announcers say that's why they practice that in February. It was that kind of throw for Jackson, I think, just like too easy, and it can tie you up sometimes.
I don't know. Like, we'll find out. I mean, hopefully we don't. And the Bills have a night. I mean, if they won the same game as in the playoff game, we're 100% happy, right? I mean, people respect this opponent.
Sure.
Just any kind of win is good.
I think any kind of win would be fantastic. Yeah.
I think that's right.
You got the leg up on them. Yeah, I don't think it really matters. You know, there's always stuff within it. You know, if they miss a couple field goals, there'll be a Tyler Bass crisis or whatever. But yeah, no, any win in week one against that team to get you the very early, very, very early leg up in the race for the one seed, I mean, that's going to be welcomed, I think, no matter what it looks like. Style points, I don't think, will matter a lot.
Is there a particular thing you would really love to see? I guess I think of Coleman first.
Yeah.
For this, like, for him to have a game, maybe like a 7 for 100 or some kind of game where, like, all right, maybe he really is something.
Especially against that secondary. That would be the most encouraging thing, because I do think this is – maybe there will be a harder matchup secondary-wise, passing game-wise, but I think Baltimore, aside from having a two-time MVP and a freakazoid at running back, two-time MVP at quarterback, I should have filled it out, I think maybe the strength of that team is that secondary. It's all first-round picks, and there are really good to even elite players at every spot. You know, that's assuming Starks as a first-round guy, like, fits in there, but that's a pretty nice point of entry with Kyle Hamilton and Humphrey and Wig. Like, they're just stacked back there. So I think if Coleman were to have the kind of game you just mentioned, or even Palmer, you know, whatever, somebody, I get something downfield. There's 30-yard pass plays in this game from the Bills, which were very much in short supply last season. If that pops at all against that opponent, I think that would be very encouraging.
803-0550 for your thoughts. Trey White did not practice today. So on the other side of the ball, that'll be, of course, worth monitoring. Sean McDermott didn't rule him out today. But here it is, almost 2 weeks later. Is it even maybe 2 weeks later? And, like, he's not available.
Right.
That was interesting last week to try to, you know, translate between the lines on what they said and did or didn't do with White, because he didn't go on that IR, that 4 weeks to return. Right. They had two spots of every team has two spots available for that. And the Bills used one on depth lineman Tylan Grable. And, like, okay, well, it's only two, so this is probably a good sign for White. I mean, if they think he's going to need the 4 weeks, they use that spot on him.
Absolutely.
With Hairston. But they don't do that, so I took that to mean they don't think it has to be 4 weeks or even will be 4 weeks. But it didn't sound to me last week like Brandon Bean. It was him. It was his talking last week that I'm thinking of, that it was like it was all set. Like he wasn't fine.
Right.
You could tell. And now it's to the Wednesday before the game, and he's not available. So there's that to talk about. Shakir Limited, Bass Limited. They had kickers in here last week, but no official developments on that. And Samuel back on the field at practice, also Jordan Hancock. Sal will be on with us later to analyze. So we've got that to talk about, the opener on Sunday night. We've got the season opener tomorrow, Philadelphia up to 8.5 at home against Dallas. I've got my best bet in the Steelers for week one, but I totally reserve the right to cash out or change or do both on that. I'm getting ahead of myself needlessly here, but I saw an email today about the Thursday night game next week, the prime debut for the season.
Okay.
There's no prime this week. Is Washington at Green Bay?
All right.
So Green Bay, assumedly with Parsons, although he's got a back thing and like he's not
talking about injections to get him on the field.
Oh, they are so talking about injections. He is, I guess, somewhat in question for Detroit. They play Detroit this week at home, but they start Lions Commanders at home. That's pretty cool.
Yep.
The Bills made a cap move reportedly on Deion Dawkins today, freeing up $8 million. Field Yates had it from ESPN.
Mm-hmm.
$8 million in cap space. I'd like to hear Sal on that. Is there some urgency for that? Like, why would you do that? Like, week one of the season? There's some, you know, need in the secondary or something else that they're planning on addressing. We talked about the money a little bit yesterday and what the Bills may not be able to do, but or what they want to do here without more cap space.
I think I saw something that indicated that prior to that move, they were actually over by $3 million or so. So they may have just created like $5.5 million in space, which, you know, it's not nothing, but it mostly to me feels like, you know, I can function. You know, pulling guys up and down off the practice squad costs a little bit here and a little bit there and, like, whatever you're doing operationally. But, you know, I don't know. They could be worried enough to be thinking about, you know, someone out there that's still available at a corner, safety, who knows.
There are a couple of names. We've talked about this a little bit last week and also yesterday. So how do you feel about the week one matchup? 803-0550 for your calls. The Ravens, Jeremy Kahn will join us from Baltimore at 4. He's been on the show a few times. Sal Capaccio at 5 with the latest on injuries, what happened to practice, what was said about the injured players going into the opener Sunday night. Thanks for listening. Going to be a great weekend. The NFL season starts tomorrow, and we are here to discuss all of it. Mike Schoep and the Bulldog, WGR.